Opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got football tonight and football tomorrow and football all weekend and a few other things. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And here we go.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model who keeps getting his stuff stolen. Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESB is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. And, of course, somebody's already tried to steal your headphones again.
I don't understand. Someone went into my cabinet, took out these headphones, and used them at some point today. Do we have someone extra in the studio at some point?
I think there was one guy. They did a fantasy segment last show.
He was in studio?
Yes.
Oh, so that's who it was.
And the other two shows were at Nick's place.
Yeah. Ask Nick Sharara, where'd they get the third set of headphones from for their fantasy expert. And that way, when these guys get back in here tomorrow, I'll know to kick them in the balls for using my headphones.
Seems fair to me. There's tons of headphones running around here. And why they would pick yours, which aren't exactly the headphones, if you're looking at a pile of headphones, that's not the first one you're going to grab.
No.
And there's a reason.
But they're just mine.
Where were they when you walked in?
They're over here in the middle of the table. What's he saying?
Barry said they were hanging in the mic when they got into the studio.
Who did a show in here last night then?
It was Wednesday. There was no show yesterday.
So you're telling me the cleaning crew came in after our show and took my headphones out from the cabinet where I always keep them and hung them on the microphone? That's unbelievable to me. That is that's fascinating that the cleaning crew would think to do that, because they said, you know what? I bet that Barry and Joel are going to have a special guest in, and he's going to need some headphones, so I'll just leave these out here in case they need them. And that seems legit. Who sits in this seat during that show, the show that was just on?
This guy.
Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who did it. He won't admit it, but I know what happened. I know what happened here. There's no respect for personal property around this place. This is the most unprofessional office space I've ever worked in. It's unreal. Pubic hairs all over the urinals. People using each other's headphones without permission. Yeah.
I don't know why it's so hard.
It's a never-ending cycle.
I don't know why it's so hard to have your own headphones.
Yeah, you know what you say? You know what you say when you got a guest coming in studio? You say, hey, Nick, you push that button, it talks into the producer. Hey, Nick, can you score us an extra set of headphones because we've got a guest coming in? Not, hey, don't worry about it, I'll just get AJ's headphones.
No, then Nick will just walk in and take your headphones.
Maybe so. You're probably right now that I think about it. I was in a good mood because we've got a special guest coming up today, like a very relevant, timely guest that we're going to have on the show today. I can see Jong is giving me an inquisitive look. Don't worry about it, Jong. I'll get you the contact information on him shortly. And then I found out, as I opened up my laptop, that between when I left my house and now, LeSean McCoy's been ruled out of Sunday's game.
Yeah, who you had, I think, number two in your running back rankings.
Was he number two? I may have been number one.
He might have been number one, yeah.
Yeah, listen, you got a running back who's running hot who gets to play the Dolphins. It's usually a good sign, but that won't be the case this week for Shady McCoy. So that's kind of disappointing too. But I'll get over that. I won't get over people just randomly taking my headphones. That I will not get over.
Marcus says to ask you, how come you just won't take your headphones home? That's what I do. I keep mine in my bag.
Why should I have to? This is my office space.
You know how this place is.
I know, but why does it have to be that way? Like, why do we have to...
You're not going
to
change them.
Why do we have to let the terrorist win, Fred? You're like, oh, well, that's the way it is. Let's just live that way. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Because it takes an extra 5 seconds to put them in my bag and an extra 5 seconds to pull them out.
I mean,
I have a little spot right here in my bag just for my headphones.
A lot of the times, like, I've got gym equipment in my bag that I don't have, I try to minimize what's in my bag. Sometimes I'm on my motorcycle and I've got to fit extra clothes or a jacket or something. And it's just a pain in the ass for me, so I don't. I just assume that there's a professional courtesy. That's all.
You should know better.
I know.
You keep assuming that.
I know.
And this keeps happening. This is a once a week thing.
You could just give them to me. I'll lock them in my desk.
But then what happens when you're gone?
I'll give my keys to you.
What happens when you're sick and you don't have keys? You say, oh, I was going to come in, but now I'm sick, so I'm not coming in today.
It'll happen.
Is there just a drawer in there that's not locked that he could put them?
I've got a drawer right here that doesn't lock that I put them in.
Yeah, that's right there in front of their face. If they have to actually walk into a studio to do it.
No, there's no drawers in here. There's just cabinets.
All right, let's move on from this before I just don't need to think about it now.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. Barry said that it was hanging on the...
Barry's lying! If there was no show between my show and that show...
Yeah, Glenn was off last night, and everybody else was at Nick's place.
Then Barry is lying.
New Twitter handle.
Chong, you've known me, and you've worked with me for a long time. Fred, you have too. Do I ever set my headphones on top of the microphone when I leave? Ever in the history of you working with me, 7 years, have I ever done that?
No.
Fred?
I've never seen it.
That's because it's never freaking happened. All right? Never. You going to believe Barry? Barry's covering his ass because he knows he blew it.
Feels good to get it out, right?
Yeah. Barry, one of the guys around here, is supposed to be my friend. Can't trust anyone in this place. All right, I digress, Fred. It's enough.
So where do you want to go from here?
I don't even care. I don't care.
You got your headphones now, so you can actually do a show.
I do. I can do a show. But I also dug around like a dummy, you know, which, by the way, I keep my extra energy drinks and my extra water and stuff down here. And so I'm like digging around through all that crap saying, where the hell are my headphones? Then sure enough, they're way over there on the table. You ever seen me throw my headphones across the table and leave them there at the end of a show, John?
No.
No. You know why? Because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
What is this background thing we have here, John?
Yeah, what is going on with that?
I guess they shot video in here or something. I don't know.
Basically, it's just one of those big screens that has ESPN 97.5 and SB Nation Radio on it, which is nice because we still have a 1560 The Game sign.
Yeah, which they told me like several months ago. Well, we're going to paint this studio. We're going to get this thing updated with a look. And then they paint the hallway. Not only do they paint the hallway, they paint it during our show. So there's like buckets clanking around and sanding going on during our professional major market radio broadcast. But no, still not painted in here.
No, that's supposed to be going away within the next... Well, I don't want to promise.
Don't put a number on it because that'll just piss me off if there's a number put on it and then we get 2-3 months past that number. I'll lose my mind. I don't need that. Don't set an expectation for me.
It's a long story.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. That is kind of a cool backdrop.
It doesn't do me any good.
No, but
it doesn't help the program.
We could put it right behind you in front of the 1560 sign.
That we could do.
Yeah, that would change everything. Be a game changer.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, we got a lot to get to today. So, of course, we're already one segment down pretty much.
You just want to go to break a little early?
No, we're okay. It's fine. I don't know where to go from here.
Well, I mean, we only have like a minute left anyway.
That's okay. We can talk for a minute. We don't have to go to break early.
Let's not waste our minutes here.
Exactly.
We've got a finite amount of these things.
These are precious.
Yeah.
At some point, we're going to run out of minutes. And
you very quickly.
Me before everybody else. Yes. So I don't want to waste them. But if you want to get in, we can take calls next segment. 713-780-3776. And we can talk about anything you want, except AJ's headphones.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Listen, if you there's a couple things you're going to have to do this fall. You're probably going to have people over. You're going to want your carpets cleaned before those holidays. And you're going to want to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Dirt-free is making it where you can do both with one call. Right now, call Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for just $150. And you'll get free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Call Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. The other guys, they're using those chemicals. They're leaving behind too much water. They're leaving behind soapy residue. And they're leaving behind those unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick, can make your pet sick, can make you sick. And you don't need to be sick. That's not the case with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. They're using their patented super water and these high-powered, truck-powered units that deep clean your carpets. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt-Free Carpet right now. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5 and get those 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for $150 and free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Fest while supplies last. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet. Pain away, and now somebody's gonna pay. And if you can't get
what you want, well, it's all because of me. This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780 ESPN is your number.
Dick Vermeil was in here too.
Yeah.
Could have been Dick Vermeil. I was just gonna bitch about how people can't drive in the rain in the city, but we already know that, so oh well.
Oh my god. Another thing. In the last week I've gotten 5 or 6 emails from one of our salespeople.
Yeah.
About the same client and changes to their message.
Yeah.
I'm like this close to going to tell, like, I just don't want to deal with you anymore. I don't want to deal with you anymore. I'm that close.
Okay.
I've got a short fuse today. I don't know what's going on.
I had a couple of those that I wanted.
Give me a break.
I wound up turfing just because I didn't want to deal with the constant hassle of it.
Like multiples today. In the same day. There's multiple message changes. Give me a break.
Okay, so the texts are about...
And I don't even have a live for them today. So I'm getting multiple emails about a message change or a message I'm not even bringing you today.
So the texts are running about 60-40 loving AJ rant versus shut up about your headphones and talk sports.
Shut up. I hope someone steals something from your desk. It's your job.
Here's my favorite one, though. Hey, could you keep it down in the studio? We're trying to paint over here.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's a good one. You good?
I'm good. I'm good.
Also, I'm getting a lot of fantasy questions about should I start this guy over that guy. The best place to get those, AJ has his rankings up on the website. Just scratch LeSean McCoy off the list now.
Yeah.
But
you can give Mike Gillisley a good bump.
Yeah, but those are all on Houston Sports and Stuff. .com. So go check them out. There's some other good stuff on there. Daily update where I talked a little bit about the debate last night, mainly that, you know, it's all stuff we've said on the show. I don't like either one of these candidates, and this is all silly stuff, and everybody talks about it, so it's kind of getting forced down our throat. And then, of course, I spent an entire thing writing about it.
So, of course.
Yeah. So I'm just as guilty. Shame bell for me. But there's some other good stuff on there, and check it out. And I'll have Barry. We have another funny story from Barry Laminack that will be up tonight as well. Let's grab some phone calls. Kyle, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
Just calling to see what AJ thought about Greg Hardy actually had a real chance to win something in MMA. We're just going to get slapped around a little bit. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Greg Hardy probably has a chance to win some fights because I'm sure they'll hand him a bunch of cans. But if he's like CM Punk and they try to throw him straight up to the big time, no, he's going to get mauled. Just like CM Punk did.
Yeah,
you can't learn MMA in a year and then compete at that level. You just can't.
Well, and this is something that kind of bothers me is I'm reading all these seam heads just ripping on Tim Tebow, and somebody actually compared it to CM Punk in there. And the reality is it's not the same thing. If CM Punk had started at Legacy and worked his way up.
Right.
Yeah, this, I don't get why people are pissed off over a guy in the Arizona Instructional League.
No, I don't either.
And it's like, oh, well, he got a $100,000 signing bonus. Think about all these guys who work so hard. The guys who are in that league, they may work hard.
But they're not that good.
They're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
And
he got a $100,000 signing bonus because he's probably made, you know, 50 times that back for the team. So, but remember, it's still a business decision at the end of the day. And it's not big-time professional sports. He's not stealing somebody's major league roster spot.
Yeah, and it's, again, he's starting at the very bottom level.
Right.
He's not jumping right into the UFC like CM Punk did. Here's a 225 asks, any betting insight as to why Arkansas is a 10-point dog to Auburn this weekend? I have no idea. I like Arkansas.
I do, too.
That's
seems odd.
That's one of those nut lines that when I look at it on the surface, I'm like, what the hell? You know, it almost seems like a sucker line. The one play I have tonight is BYU plus 7. And some people cites at 6.5. I don't like it as much at 6.5. Like it, don't love it. But I love it at 7. Let's try Nick.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey, sports.
Hey, okay. So I know it's not Wednesday, but I'm wanting to ask this question for a while. What are the odds of North Dakota State? I believe that's who they are. I believe that's who it is, you know, who's beating out the teams. But what are the odds that they get into an FBS conference within, like, the next 5 years?
I don't know. I don't know much about them to the point, like, I don't know what kind of facilities they have. I don't know what kind of – I mean, their stadium, I know, is smaller than most high school stadiums. It holds – I mean, I think – it's under 20,000. I mean, it's smaller than most Texas high school stadiums. So I don't know what it would take to get that done. I don't know how hard it is to make that change. I mean, I guess it's happened a couple times. Teams have bumped up. To me, I'd stick with consistently winning national titles where you're at. I'd rather be the best in that division than go be smashed up on the bigger stage. If I'm a team like that, it just doesn't seem like you'd want to ruffle those feathers.
And the cost is significantly more when you jump up too, because now you're talking about full scholarships and it's you really have to have a good source of revenue before you do it. And I think they do, but yeah, I don't really see it. Salvatore says, so is now not a good time to bring up how good Tannehill is?
Oh, it's a great time.
TJ says, wish the presidential candidates would have talked about America's real issues, like which quarterback should start for Dallas.
I wish they would have talked about why people are just using headphones willy-nilly in office spaces. It doesn't make sense to me.
That's
a tremendous problem.
The one thing that made
believe me, I've got an answer for it. Believe me.
I had to eject on that last night. I am so tired of these.
Have you picked one?
No. No, I haven't.
Do you feel like you're getting close?
I will not vote for Donald Trump. I that is a fact.
So you've picked one then?
I've narrowed it.
Because you've also laughed at me for voting third party.
Well, so I was all like set. I was all set to go with you on that until I actually started listening to the guy open his mouth. Now I don't know which one of these idiots I want.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I may actually just sit this out and vote local and national and state only. I don't know. I haven't decided, but I'm not Ken Bone undecided.
Okay.
I'm undecided on Hillary or Johnson at this point. And I just can't find any reason to vote for her. So, but why on these debates do we do the same crap? Why are we doing abortion again? Why are we doing gun control again? Those things have been settled. Let's move on to some topics that actually matter. Not the stuff that gets people all riled up. because we can't do anything about it. Let's just move on from it. I want to hear them talk about what they're actually going to do with the country. But no, that's not good television. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Say this, and we get this text pretty much every week. If you don't vote for Hillary or Trump, you're wasting your vote. No way anyone will beat the two of them. If you believe that, then here's the thing. My vote is my statement. Okay, maybe it's not going to factor into the results, but it's my statement. It's what I decide to do with my vote.
Fred, if you drink Dr. Pepper, are you supporting Coke or Pepsi?
I don't know which one owns them.
Nobody owns them. If you drink Coors Light, are you supporting Bud Light or Miller Light?
I'm spitting it out. But
you see what I'm saying? It's you limiting yourself. That's on you. I mean, does Gary Johnson have a chance to win? No. But would hitting a certain number make a change in future elections? Yeah. And will I feel better about helping that change than clicking a box for either one of these two people? I've decided yes. So that's what I'm choosing to do with my vote.
And I still may go that way. And that's where I'm leaning, and that's probably what I'm going to do. But it's not a wasted vote. Your vote is never wasted because you're speaking your voice. You're saying what you're doing. And everybody else in the state who votes is doing the same thing. And if they choose to go a different direction than me, then that's okay. That's what my state wants. That's what the people want. And that's fine. But to say it's wasted is just stupid. And also the one, a vote for Johnson is a vote for Hillary, or a vote for Johnson is a vote for Trump. No, it's not. It's a vote for Johnson. Stop it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And 936 is a little worried about Russia after this election. Your thoughts? I'm not. I think, again, I look at these from a different perspective, and maybe I'll write something about this at some point. These aren't debates. They're reality TV where they're trying to use scare tactics to get you to think that they know what they're doing. And neither one of these candidates do. They're both absolute trash. And that's what we're left with. But the good thing is we're going to have a figurehead, and that's it. And you can make a lot more difference by going through and voting for people from your state in your city. I told people when the mayor's race was going on, that was going to be a lot more important than the presidential race. But a lot more people are going to vote for president. Why? Because they see him on TV. It's kind of silly to me. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Can we talk about idiot kickers when we come back?
Sure.
Because I wanted to get into this just a little bit.
By the way, Dr. Pepper is owned by Snapple. And in the United States, it's distributed by Coca-Cola.
So it is kind of a vote for Coke.
Oh, no. It's distributed by Snapple. And in Europe, it's distributed by Coke. And in Canada, it's distributed by Pepsi.
Okay.
So they're all kind of in bed together,
yeah,
is what you're telling
me.
Yeah.
But you're telling me a vote for Dr. Pepper is not a vote for Coke or Pepsi directly.
Unless you're in Canada, it's a vote for Pepsi.
But we're in America.
So it's a vote for Coke.
It's a vote for Snapple.
And then a vote for Coke.
No, he said in Europe, it's a vote for Coke.
Oh, okay. So it's a vote for
Snapple. We're not in Europe or Canada.
Yes. All right.
I'm voting for Snapple. Who doesn't like Snapple? There's a flavor for everybody.
I'm not sure I've ever actually had a Snapple.
I'm like a pretty standard pink lemonade guy when it comes to Snapple. But, I mean, they've got some decent tea. Like, they've got a nice mint tea that's pretty decent. Mint lemon, or maybe like a mint honey. But, yeah, I could do that. They did the Arnold Palmer, like the half and half.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
I'm not sure I've ever had a Snapple.
Huh. Strange.
It is strange. But I'm
they
strange
have sayings
guy.
Underneath the cap that'll make you feel better about yourself. That'll really? Brighten your day. Yeah, you should look into that.
You're not as much of a troll as you look.
Yeah. Could be something like that.
Yeah. The women in your life aren't always going to dump you for
no,
a better-looking man? Oh, okay. All right. Well, guys, you want to cast a vote that makes a difference? Well, it's real simple. Vote for Houston Can Academies. And all you have to do by doing that is donate a vehicle. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter whether it's running. It can be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a forklift, a tractor. Doesn't matter. If it's been sitting out there and you want to do something with it, well, make the call. Donate it. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to take care of all the paperwork, so you don't have to do a thing except sign your name. And your donation's tax deductible. So when you turn in your taxes at the end of the year, you're going to be able to write that off. And that's going to look good. That's going to help you quite a bit. And what they do with these vehicles is that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, a place where they change lives every day. These are kids who've dropped out of other schools. They get another chance at Houston Can Academies. And these are good kids, man. There's a lot of reasons they had to drop out. Well, Houston Can Academies works around all that and gets them through school. And if they need food, they get them that. If they need glasses, they get them that. And it's making us all better. And you can do this. You can help. All you got to do is get rid of that vehicle. Give them a call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, and you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card on top of everything else. And that's all there is to it. You can also check them out at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Breath if I was you, because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
Texas A&M, Alabama, college football, Saturday at 2:30 on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we are back on the Blitz. So we're not going to talk about solving this, huh? We know who did it.
No, we know who did it.
Okay.
I think there's two possibilities here. Either Barry has come up with an elaborate lie to cover his ass.
Which he's good at. I mean, he's a comedian.
He's a storyteller.
That's what he is. He's
by
very
trade,
good at
he
it.
Is a storyteller. Or was Barry Warner in this studio this morning, Jong?
So, I have no idea.
You weren't here?
Who was here?
This has been like really early in the morning.
What is this? When did this come up?
I have no idea. I was in here.
All right. So apparently Barry Warner was in here filming something about Bob Allen, who died.
Ah.
And
yeah, R.I.P. Bob. That 70 years old, too young.
Is it? 70's like, it's pretty solid.
It's not a good run anymore. I think 80's a good run now.
What'd he die from?
He had cancer. He's been fighting it for a while.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, Twitter thoughts and prayers. Did Bob Allen have Twitter?
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah, Twitter thoughts and prayers then. But that makes sense. Because if Barry was in here, supposedly with Nate Griffin, which, by the way, that's two radio professionals that should have their own freaking headphones. But at least I know who to blame. Unfortunately, I don't see Barry Warner to yell at him, or I would. For some reason, I don't know why, for some reason Barry likes me. I'm as obnoxious as I can be to him. He doesn't care. He acts so chummy to me. It's always like, hey, buddy. And like I constantly crack jokes on him on air and to his face. Doesn't stop him. He laughs. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that guy. He that way with you? Is he always really super friendly to you?
I've known Barry for years. He was friends with my dad. So I like Barry.
Okay.
Yeah, if I have to use Google Translate on your tweet, then you might want to have somebody else type for you, Trade Warrior. Says, it costs too much for NDSU to join a P5 GMAFB. I don't know what that means. How much more do they make in a P5? But you sounded authoritative, LOL. Nobody said anything about a Power 5, for one thing. What they said was moving from FCS to FBS. Well, let me try to explain it to you.
Yeah, North Dakota State's not, they're not making the Big 12. Yeah,
they're not getting in a Power 5, ever, even if they went. We're talking about going from FBS to FCS.
Unless North Dakota becomes the new economic hub of the United States, yeah, then it's a possibility.
Well, let me slow it down so you understand it. I'll use really small words, but here's why it costs more. All right. In FCS, you can award 63 scholarships. You can split them out among students. You go to FBS, it's 85. Now, I'm not good at math, but that's more expensive. That's why it costs more. That was my point. So I hope that explained it to you in terms that you can understand. And I hope I sounded authoritative. So, Diego told me what that means. Well, there's your break, pal. 713-780-3776. See, now you got me where I'm like, you know what? Let's just... I kind of want to just go flamethrower on everybody today now.
You see?
Yeah. This is your fault.
So, my fault?
Yeah.
How?
I was in a good mood when I got here.
Fred, I mean, how am I to blame?
Because you've got me in a mood now where I just want to flamethrower everybody.
Because people have not been respectful of me. I'm to blame?
Yeah, pretty much.
That doesn't even make sense.
We talk about Josh. Nonsensical. Can we talk about Josh Brown?
We can.
Because I'm sure you guys have seen the story by now where he's basically had a diary where he was, which I don't know why you would get in there and write all this stuff about how you've been beating women your entire life.
Very strange. And like he feels like a god.
Yeah, and she was his slave. And I guess he had to go through a thing where he wrote a contract for change with a counselor, which I don't know how that gets leaked. But apparently, I mean, just some really sordid crap. And, of course, it makes the NFL look wonderful that he got a one-game suspension.
Yeah.
My question is, how on earth, A, does this guy have a job? He's a bleeping kicker.
Right.
You're a kicker. You can be replaced by anybody. Hell, John could take his job. We see it every week in the NFL. Somebody's blowing a kicker out. So why you would even have this guy on your roster to begin with and claim you did your due diligence, Giants? I don't know. I don't think I'd call that due diligence. But how is he still on the team now?
I don't know.
I cut this guy. I guess because they're going to England. And maybe they can't
do it. He's not going on the trip.
He's not?
No.
Okay. You got to cut him right away.
They just gave him a 2-year contract at the beginning of the season.
I don't care. You got to cut the guy. You can't have a guy on your roster after this.
But, I mean, did anything... I guess it comes down to this. Did something new come up to the NFL, or did the NFL already know about this?
Well, they claim they didn't.
Okay.
They didn't know about all the pattern and all the stuff. I mean, this guy is like Hannibal Lecter of wife beaters.
He's very strange, very terrifying. He is on record as saying that he was molested when he was a kid. So since that time, he has had zero respect towards women, looks at them as lesser beings, and looks at himself as a god, which I would imagine that's pretty difficult to do when you're the kicker in an NFL locker room and you're walking around in the shower and, you know, you look like an average human.
Yeah.
And everyone, and not only an average, I mean, more often than not, kickers are smaller than average humans. And then you're in there with 51 other, like, gigantic, monstrous men. But yet somehow you're feeling like a god. It's very strange to me, his whole thing. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
Here's a really good text from 713. Age of death should be graded like school grades. 70 to 74 is a D. 75, 79 a C. 80 to 89 is a B. And 90 and up is an A.
I don't think so.
I would not feel like I got an A if I made it to 90. I would feel like that's too old.
Dude, I think 80 is an A.
I think 80 is a B, but I think...
If you make it past 80, you've lived a full life.
I would think so.
Like, what are you really going to do when you're 82? Do you have real big plans of... No, you're going to sit around in a rocking chair or a recliner, probably crap your pants.
I don't want to be that guy.
That's what I'm saying. If you make it to 80, that should be... life complete. You should have accomplished everything you set out to do by the time you're 80. And if you didn't, then you wasted time before you were 80. And that's on you. But 80 is, that's the number. That's the magic number where if you make it to 80 years old, that is a full life.
Yeah, because whatever comes after that.
It's not good.
If you can't make it to the toilet.
The quality goes down.
Yeah. If I can't sit around and drink beer and, you know, chase the women around the old folks' home, I don't want to be there anyway. So, Jared said the NFL and Giants didn't look. Multiple police reports and 9/11 tape have been out there for months, well documented. Yeah, I think the new thing today is all this diary stuff, though.
Yeah.
And
which, by the way, what kind of a man god keeps a diary? That's just weird.
You think God's sitting up there going,
God's not doing that. He doesn't have time. He's busy with all of creation.
Well, it's already created. It's not like he's got to go recreate it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's answering prayers and things like that. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what God's day looks like today. I don't know. I'm a mere mortal, just like everyone else in the world, except Josh Brown, apparently.
I like to imagine.
Who's a god.
God sitting up there listening to prayers, like us reading Twitter, and just deciding which ones to talk about and which ones to respond to. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in a call. B quoted Albert Breer's tweet that says, Giants owner John Mara on Josh Brown. He admitted to us that he'd abused his wife in the past. What's a little unclear is the extent of that. Why are you even doing it with a kicker anyway? If he did it once and, oh, well, I'm going to give him a second chance. No, get him the hell out of there. He's a kicker. All right, we'll grab some phone calls next segment. But speaking of dickweeds.
Dick Sporting Goods opening up. It's coming, Fred. Tomorrow starts the grand opening weekend. That's October 21st. 10 new stores, 6 different locations around Houston on October 21st. Willowbrook Mall, Deerbrook Mall and Humboldt, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony Mall, Katy and Baybrook. Those two are huge buildings that actually house 3 stores, a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy under one roof. You're going to have everything from snow skiing gear, mountain biking gear, backpacking, fishing, water sports, team sports, footwear, apparel. They've got everything you could imagine all under one roof. And they're going to give away a ton of prizes this weekend as well, over 10,000 prizes. And they're going to have over 40 athletes and celebrities appearing in their stores during the opening weekend. In fact, I'll be up there at Willowbrook on Saturday from 1 to 3 with Rockets legend Mario Elie. These Dick's Sporting Goods stores are the first of their kind in the whole country, and they've picked Houston to open them up in. They've got some great in-store services. To find out more about these celebrations Dick's has planned for their grand opening weekend, visit Dick's.com/Houston. That's Dick's.com/Houston this weekend, starting October 21st and running all weekend. Dick's.com/Houston.
Is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, guys, Dick's Sporting Goods coming to Houston. We're excited about the new grand opening of Dick's this weekend. I'll be hanging out at the new Dick's Sporting Goods located at Willowbrook Mall Saturday from 1 until 3 with Rockets legend Mario Elie. We're going to give away a ton of stuff, so come check it out. Dick's, Willowbrook, 1 to 3, Saturday. Be there.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. You know what? I wish somebody would invent an app where you have to answer certain questions before you're allowed to text or tweet somebody. Just basic stuff. Make sure your IQ is over 8.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of a cool invention. Somebody should do that. Let's try a phone call. Josh, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys know I'm a big Dolphins and Texans fan. There's a report on ESPN that the front office and the Dolphins don't believe that Ryan Tannehill is the guy going forward. I don't know what they're seeing, but why would they leak information about that guy? When if you take Ryan Tannehill and put him on the Patriots, they'll still be 5-1. That's the type of talent he has.
Stop, Josh. Stop with the Tannehill stuff.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you know what? You put me on the Patriots or 5-1. Come on. Get out of here with that. And the reason they would leak that is because they're pretty convinced he's not the guy. And I think you're the only one that still thinks he is.
I don't think that's the plan. I from what I understand, they're looking to basically renegotiate his contract and make it a little bit more palatable. But
I do think Adam Gase would like to get Jay Cutler.
Well, I do too.
And if that's a possibility, then I think they would. So Jay Cutler is more wanted by your coach than the guy you have. Yeah, you're right.
Although Adam Gase has done a good job of pretending like he likes Ryan Tannehill.
He has. Let's try Ty.
And here, this is the thing. This is why, and this is the last time I'm going to talk about Ryan Tannehill on this show. Yeah. It's a dead horse. But
It's Secretariat, man.
The reason why Ryan Tannehill sucks, and I'll go a step further, the reason why Brock Osweiler has sucked this year, almost every game he gives the ball away to the other team. And you think in New England he'd be 5-1? No, because in New England, if you start turning the ball over all the time, you sit your ass down. Luckily, they have a quarterback who doesn't do it. But there, you fumble the ball. Oh, you don't play till next week, if then. They're not going to put up with a dude throwing two picks a game. That guy has 7 interceptions in 6 games. That is not something Bill Belichick would put up with. So, and the same goes for Osweiler. It's not, I mean, if you're giving the ball away to the other team, and he's given the ball to the other team in every single game this year, you're not doing it right. And the only way that's acceptable, and really it's hard to justify if you've got over an interception a game, but you better have 12, 13, 14 touchdowns by now if 6 or 7 interceptions is going to be justified.
That's why what I've always said about Blake Bortles and why I don't like him. He turns the ball over too much.
Yeah.
And something called Russ Rhodes, you guys are not QB experts. Please, Cutler, geez. And no way Case can do anything in the NFL. You're not a show expert either, because I always said Case would be developed into a decent backup quarterback whose ceiling is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Guess what? It's about what he is.
Oh, is he talking about Jay Cutler? Well,
because of your Cutler love, I assume. I've never liked Cutler, so yeah, good tweet. You're right on point.
So
there,
is
Russ.
He saying Cutler is? I think Cutler's good and Keenan's
not. I don't know. It's like most of these guys. I need Google Translate for some of these idiots. Right. So. Let's try a phone call.
When Case Keenum throws for 4,500 yards and 25 touchdowns, let me know. I'll hold my breath.
Yeah. Let's try a let's try a phone call. Ty.
Hey, Chris, guys.
Rescue this mess, man. Come on.
Hey, so a couple quick questions or comments. Ryan Tannehill was like a wide receiver for 3.5 years at A&M.
Okay, you know what? Stop. Cut him off. We just said we banned Ryan Tannehill talk. He had something else up there.
No.
Go away.
Ryan Tannehill was a wide receiver.
He should be a wide receiver. He'd probably be a decent one.
And then some dummy took him in the first round. And then the Dolphins, some other dummy, gave him an extension. People don't learn.
I really have no idea where we're going today.
I don't know.
This is just...
It's a total mess.
It is a total mess.
This is not our day, Fred.
Probably not. You know what? Maybe we should cut it off early.
Oh, well... We have that guest. I don't want to waste that guest.
Yeah. And we got Christopher Harris to talk fantasy at 5:30. I'm okay with cutting it off early and just going and drinking. I think that's what most of these people are doing anyway. Might as well just join them, right? Not
that's
do a show.
Pretty good idea.
Shouldn't be punished, but just act like it's the end of the world. Like you've never been around a college before. Like I don't see how you can do that job and have no understanding of the way that college students get down or how they live. But Geno Smith, hey, you're the starter of this.
This is what you're leading us
and,
to.
And, oh, by the way,
hey, y'all want more Geno Smith talk?
Yeah,
Geno got that job.
That'll make Ryan Tannehill talk. That'll make Ryan Tannehill fan feel better. Ryan Tannehill better than Geno Smith.
Oh man,
so that's good. Do you see this? LaMarcus Aldridge denied all that nonsense that he's unhappy in San Antonio. He came out today and said that. I don't know what anybody's talking about with that. He said, I talk to Popovich every day. He says that I'm doing great, and I'm trying to be a leader. So he says, as long as the guys here aren't saying bad things to me, all my teammates have said nothing but great things to me. So he says that he's very happy in San Antonio. He said, we made history last year. They've incorporated me into the family. They try to make me one of the big pieces. I'm winning. Of course I'm happy. That's why I don't buy into the rumors. I feel like I do my job here, and I feel like I've done everything that was asked. That's why I haven't bought into the rumors. It does seem strange that anyone would think that.
Yeah, I kind of came out of nowhere as far as I was concerned. Let me tell you something,
and this is one thing, and I'm not going to pretend like I'm friends with LaMarcus Aldridge, but when I covered LaMarcus at Texas, we were very friendly. I got to know him very well. And LaMarcus only cares about winning. That's all he cares about. And that's why he went to San Antonio. And San Antonio's winning. I mean, did they win a championship yet? No. do I think that they have a team that could win a championship very easily in the next couple of years? Of course.
Well, if the Warriors' plane goes down, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but if you were going to pick any team to beat them, I mean, wouldn't you say it's probably them, at least in the Western Conference?
Yeah, although...
Who else are you going to pick? Who's got a better shot than the Spurs?
I don't think anybody does. I don't think the Spurs do.
Yeah.
I don't even... to me, it's just like Alabama and the SEC. The gap is too big. So the caller is trying to clarify. He says, I was agreeing with you and him as a bad quarterback, but we don't care. We know that. I wanted to ask if you thought Hillary would flip her stance on weed and if Trump would demand a recount on like Florida in 2000. I'm sure Trump will. Hillary could flip-flop on anything, so I guess there's hope for that, yeah. Right? All right.
All right, I'm going to tell you about Window World, Fred.
Tell me about Window World.
Yeah, too many people are letting these crappy windows cost them a bunch of money. And little do they realize that they could get new windows put in, replacement windows, that are double pane, double hung, premium quality windows, and they can get them for a $189 a window. And that is going to pay for itself over time because your energy bills are going to go down. Choose from a huge selection of styles and options. The average home takes just a day for installation. Replacing your aluminum or wooden windows with energy efficient windows from Window World makes sense because it's going to save you money. And everyone is choosing Window World, where you get the best for less. $189 any size installed with a lifetime warranty that's transferable if you sell your house. Includes glass breakage, so if the lawnmower shoots a rock through it, call them. They'll come out. They'll replace it for free. Simple as that. Window World's ready to give you a free estimate in your home. No pressure, no gimmicks. Give them a call. 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World. Doors and sidings also available. Go to windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand, they want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick the same way these do. Wonder what my feet
ESPN 97.5.